Today we will speak about the way to solve or to cure one's own problems and then to solve or cure the problems of society or of other people. The solving or curing one's own problems is something it is necessary for all people to do. After you have done this, then it is an easy thing to work at solving or curing the problems of others, the problems of society, because you have solved your own problems first. When you speak of solving our problems, what this means is solving suffering, curing suffering. Nobody wants suffering, therefore we have to cure our own suffering before we can help others. The characteristic of existence in every place and every time is the not wanting of suffering. There are two ways, two methods by which we can solve our problems, which means to cure suffering. We can experiment, that is, we practice, we listen and bring into practice. Or else there is simply the talking, the listening. And someone who has enough panya, who has enough knowing, when they hear the teaching, then they can bring it into practice straight away. If you do not have enough knowing to bring it into practice straight away, then you have to practice learning the practice, which means you have to practice developing awareness according to the teachings of the Buddha. So this is true in every time and place and in every religion. So you can hold any religion, because the purpose of religion, the point of religion, is the curing of one's own problems and then the curing of the problems of others. So whatever religion you consider, Christianity or Islam or Hinduism or Buddhism, the meaning of religion is the curing of one's own problems and then the curing of the problems of one's society. If you cannot cure your own problems, then you cannot cure the problems of others. You cannot be of assistance in curing suffering of others, which is the real problem of everyone. So today I will speak in terms of Buddhism, because I have no knowledge of Christianity, Islam and Hinduism. The religious form that I have known is the Buddhist form, so I will speak in those terms. So Buddhism teaches to develop awareness, to develop the stability of the mind, and to develop knowingness, develop the knowing, so that one understands the characteristic, the nature of existence as taught by the Buddha. The Buddha taught and has been recorded and maintained that all creatures are Tathagata. Tathagata means thus gone. When he spoke like this, people don't understand when he says that all creatures are we, the Tathagata. When he said all creatures, the Buddha is referring to human creatures. He's not referring to other kinds of creatures, like animals, but to human creatures. He says that the characteristic, the nature of the mind, in any time, in any place, is the same as that of the Tathagata, the characteristic of the mind of the Tathagata, which means that's gone. Because all people have body and mind, which is the common language, the ordinary language. If you speak the scriptural, the Dharma language, body is rupa, mind is nama. So all people, Thai, French, American, English, Vietnamese, Cambodian, Laotians, Indians, and whoever, all people are the same in this, that all people have body and mind. So I can guarantee you that all people, whether male or female, whatever nation, whatever religion, whatever social class, all people can practice. So it is the only consideration is whether that individual will cause the awareness known to arise, or will not do what is necessary to have the awareness knowing arise. So today I will speak about especially about the method of practice, the technique of practice. So in the time and practice a number of techniques, a number of methods which have to do with maintaining awareness based upon the in-depth and the outset, which is in a variety of forms. So after doing this, one has only calmness, and in my case at least, it did not cause the arising of knowing, so that one sees clearly and knows really. So the method that I put into practice in my life was the developing of awareness through movement, and there was no need to use concentration. This is the way of practicing with nature, because the nature is already there in its person. So to use the everyday language, this way of practice means to make awareness, to develop awareness, to develop the awakening of oneself, to have awareness and the awakened quality, the alertness, always. So in the spiritual language, this is called to developing sati, developing samadhi, developing samya. So this means to make awareness, to do awareness, to do what it is that arouses awareness, that arouses the awakening of oneself. And when there is awareness, then the unawareness disappears by itself. When there is the awakeness, then the non-awakeness disappears by itself. So when we develop sati, samadhi, panya in this way, when we have sati, samadhi, panya already, then the delusion, the falling into not knowing, and consequent anger and greed, resistance and attraction will not occur. So in any time, at any minute or any second or any fraction of a second, whenever it is that we have awareness of ourselves, when we have awakened, then our anger, delusion, greed cannot arise. So suffering, or the kind of worldliness or boredom, frustration in our lives is anger, delusion, greed, and this makes our life unsatisfactory, it makes our life impassioned and heated and painful. So you should make awareness of yourself, do awareness of yourself, which means to move and to feel the movement, and therefore to awaken yourself. And when you have awareness, feeling, when you have the awakeness, then anger, delusion, greed cannot arise, and this means that there is no suffering. So this way of practice is a very, very direct and a very, very short way. It doesn't involve developing all kinds of special skills or special capacities of the mind. It simply involves to have awareness, to make awareness, feeling, to awaken oneself. So the Buddha taught that the original condition of all humans is the same as the Buddha's. So when the Buddha says that the condition, the original condition, the original state of mind of all people is the same as his, that is because when Wong make a fit, you have feeling, you have awareness. That feeling, that awareness, is the same as the feeling, the same as the awareness of the Buddha. And this feeling, this awareness, is the same in all people, at all times, at all spaces. And this is the same as the original condition of the Buddha. So the Buddha says that when he says that the original condition of all human beings is the same, it is because of this feeling, because of this awareness that we all share. So this feeling, this awareness, when we close and open our hands, anyone can see, anyone can know. But when thought arises, when thought moves and thought arises, we cannot see this, we cannot know this with the eye, others cannot see it and know it for us. In this way of practice, we will see it and know it for ourselves. So when we feel, are aware of our body as it moves, then when thought arises, we will see it, we will know it, we will understand it. So Thai people, after completing their merit-making ceremonies, then they go and pay respects to the Buddha in it, and they use candles, incense and flowers. But usually the people do not understand the meaning of these things. So when I went overseas, I saw that in other religions it is the same. In Christianity and Islam and Hinduism, and in Mahayana versions of the Buddhist teaching, I saw that people at specific times that they light candles and they light incense. So similarly, I expect that in most cases at least, that these people also do not really understand what it is that they are doing, and they have not really comprehended the teaching that they are listening to, that they are following. So as far as the candles go, there's no need to light candles in the middle of the day. Right now it is dark, and we have electricity, which is a substitute for candles. The candle just means that we have light, it is light. Now we are using the light of electricity. If we go out of here, it is dark. In the middle of the day it's the same. Wherever we go, whatever we're doing, we have brightness, we have the light of the sun. We can walk without lighting candles. So in the middle of the night, if there is brightness, then we can go anywhere we like also, and we don't have to light candles. So the meaning of the candles in the religious ceremonies is the brightness of the knowing, the brightness of Tanya, and for which the brightness of the material world, the brightness of the candle itself, is a symbol. So it has been taught that there is no brightness like the brightness of Panya, the brightness of knowing. And when we have knowing, then we can see, we can know, we can understand, and we can solve our problems, we can cure our suffering. So the Buddha taught that the original nature, the original characteristic of the mind of all people is the same in any time and any place. So when we don't know the true original nature of the mind, then we have to go out and search. And we do that in darkness, in blindness. We do that in a pitiable condition. So the Buddha taught that we, the Tathagata, have arrived at that place. And having arrived at that place, the Tathagata comes to teach you so that you will practice in accordance with the practice of the Tathagata. And when you practice in the way that the Tathagata practices, then you will know as the Tathagata knows. And therefore he said, all creatures are Tathagata. Since people didn't understand, then he said, all creatures are the same as we, the Tathagata, which means that you are all capable of knowing, seeing, understanding in the same way. That you have to directly know thought when it arises. You have to see it, know it, and understand it. And when you do, then it will stop. So this is true samadhi, not the samadhi of sitting quietly with eyes closed, trying to make the mind calm. But this is the real samadhi that can really put an end to one's problem. So samadhi means to set up the mind firmly, to establish the mind firmly, to do our work, to talk, to act, to think. And when you think, to see it, to know it, and understand it, and it will stop by itself. And this is the way of solving our problems, of curing suffering, according to the teachings of the Buddha. And therefore this is called Buddhism. So I see that today we have spoken appropriate to the time, and so I will stop now. So Impo will have me send this teaching or hand this teaching to people from Singapore and Australia, and the Thai people have listened their fill already. So Impo would like it specifically sent to the people who practice in Singapore, like Mr. James Gilkey and Mr. Gui and so on, especially since these tapes were provided by Gilkey. So all the people there, the people mentioned, and Casey and whoever else is practicing, so that people can listen together. So whoever in Singapore is interested, you should make the tapes available to them so that it may encourage them in their practice.